This is What The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Monday the 22nd of November.
Justin, ANZ Bank reckons house prices will finally start falling in 2023, but it ain't all good news, my friend. House prices will still be 27% higher than they were in 2019. Ouch-a-roonies.
B-Man, Australia's Reserve Bank is warning crypto investors that the value of their assets could tank when central banks decide to step up the regulations. A little bit ironic, though, because they also want to release their own digital currency.
Good thinking, Justin. We've heard this one before. Mm-hmm. Three logical stories today.
Let's do it.
For our first, Optus has announced that the rights to the English Premier League will be coming home for another 6 years after they were victorious in a competitive blind auction.
Hopefully their streaming quality holds out for the next couple of years, Brett. What is the story?
So we know Optus as the number two mobile carrier in Australia.
But aside from mobile and data, this crew are also big names in the sports streaming business.
In 2016, they launched their sports subscription service, Optus Sport.
And Brett, this did not go down with some EPL fans.
It meant that soccer fans had to sign up to Optus solely for the Optus Sport package.
And after that, Optus started building a pretty big portfolio of sports for their new service.
They added regional football competitions, mm-hmm. as well as the Women's World Cup and the cricket.
And now, Optus have won the rights to stream the EPL for a further 6 years after a very competitive blind auction.
So what is the key learning here?
Blind auctions are a type of auction where bidders submit private bids at the same time.
And this means that no bidder knows the bid of any other participant.
And Brett, the highest bidder wins the race.
So it's unlike an auction where you can suss out the person next to you.
In a blind auction, you have no idea if you bid $1 more than your competitor.
Or $1 billion more.
Ooh, that would hurt. But here's the juicy bit for the EPL, because like a lot of football organisations, they're very money oriented.
That's a nice way of saying money hungry.
And this pretty much means that anyone with the right dollars can bid for the right,
whether they're a broadcaster or not.
Whereas in other sports, often more strategic things are considered, like reach and the competition's exposure.
Mm. For our second story, Apple has sent shockwaves through the electric vehicle space because it's pushing ahead with self-driving electric cars, and they reckon they could be ready as soon as 2025.
This is a bigger comeback than Karl Stefanovic on the Today Show, Brett. What is the story?
Apple have a special team dedicated to creating their first electric car.
Project Titan.
Now, serious Marvel vibes here, Justin. So what's the deal with it?
All right. Back in 2014, Apple toyed with two different self-driving car options.
Now, the first was a model with limited self-driving capabilities.
AKA the boring way. Just some steering and acceleration.
Snooze fest. And the second was a fully self-driving car that doesn't need any human intervention.
Futuristic stuff, Brett. So what has happened now?
Well, now Apple have changed to focus on just the second part.
That means no steering wheel or pedals, and its interior is designed for full-blown hands-off driving.
Holy smokes.
So what's the key learning here?
The buzz around self-driving cars is huge right now, but the truth is it's been buzzing since 2014 and still no dice.
The reason is there are still major challenges that no company has been able to overcome.
We can take William Shatner to space, but we can't get a car to take us to the local supermarket. But why?
Well, first, Brett, we've got the problem of sensors, which nobody has cracked.
We're talking self-driving cars unable to overcome wet weather and road signs with graffiti on them.
And sadly, Brett, accidents with Tesla's autopilot feature have shown this.
Then we've got limitations with the current AI.
And regulations around self-driving systems that just don't exist yet.
And then we've got the social obstacle as well.
AKA, are the public really ready to share the road with self-driving cars? For our third and final story, the iconic Los Angeles Arena, aka the Staples Center, is going to rebrand to Crypto.com Arena after the crypto exchange bought the naming rights.
This is a major flex by the crypto world, Justin. What's the story?
All right, so the Staples Center is hugely iconic in the US, Brett. It's the home of the LA Lakers and the LA Clippers basketball teams.
It's where Kobe Bryant scored a career-high 81 points back in 2006.
It's where Michael Jackson's memorial service was held.
And Taylor Swift performed 16 sellout shows.
And now a crypto exchange called Crypto.com has purchased the naming rights for the stadium for 20 years.
Stealing it from the clutches of office supply company Staples.
And Brett, what do Crypto.com actually do?
Well, they offer digital wallets and crypto-backed debit cards, amongst many other things.
And it's rumored that this deal is worth a whopping $700 million.
Now, Jazzy Boy, if the rumors are true, it's one of the largest sums ever paid for a sporting venue's naming rights.
Brett, this is like the MCG changing its name to Afterpay Stadium.
And they reckon it's worth it because people who attend Staples Center mm-hmm. are their exact target audience.
So what's the key learning here?
Understanding a business's target audience is critical to developing a marketing strategy.
It's the group of people that are most likely to purchase or have an interest in your product.
The target audience would generally share a few common characteristics.
Maybe they're the same age.
Maybe they're the same gender.
Maybe they share the same lifestyle habits.
Maybe they think in the same way. Sports fans have been found to be twice as likely as non-sports fans to be familiar with crypto. Flux family, do you follow Flux on Instagram yet?
Well, if you don't, make sure to head over to flux.finance because we've got all the latest personal finance tips, money hacks, business news, the lot.
So on Insta, hit up flux.finance and we will see you there.
Thanks for listening and we'll see you tomorrow.